Hello?
Yes, Mrs. Gam, why did you hang up the call?
Because I've had so many calls from Telstra telling me there's something wrong with my computer, and I know there's not.
No, no.
So if you're going to be another technical advisor telling me that, that's why.
Yeah.
If you're from Telstra?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's our Telstra ID?
You can write it down my name, first of all, Sean Miller.
Yes.
I
want you to tell me my Telstra ID.
You want me to tell you your Telstra customer ID number?
Yes.
Yeah, you can write it down. It's 888. BCA.
Sorry, say that again.
BCA.
Yes.
60. Well, let me tell you, madam, it's the very first time I'm calling you. And right now, our engineers are working in your local exchange office near Jaws Hall. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, ma'am, that you are getting this kind of call each and every day, but this is not like that.
Okay. So what is this about?
Look,
I'll put you under my husband because I don't understand half the things that are going on. Hang on.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Gab. This is Sean Miller from Telstra. I'm a technical engineer. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Sounds lovely. Well, actually, right now, our engineers are working in your local exchange office near Jaws Hall. That is the reason I called you. So, could you please tell me, how's your internet working nowadays?
It's working well, thank you.
Like, when you normally use your internet line, sometimes did you notice your internet connection get dropped out or
no,
the speed...
It doesn't. In fact, I've got a speed test on it, and it's above the normal speeds all the time.
Like, what are the speeds you are getting, sir?
Over 50.
Over 50. Download and upload, both the speed is same?
Beg your pardon?
The download speed is over 50, right? And
no, download speed's over 50, upload speed's over 10.
Just over 10 Mbps.
It varies, but it's usually up about 10 upload speed, which is pretty good for upload.
Okay, all right. Let me tell you, sir, actually the thing is that from last 2 days, we are continuously receiving so many emails from your local operator. They are complaining us that most of our customers, they're not getting a proper services from our side. That is the reason today we have started working. All right.
Well, and have you got anything special happening today?
Yes, yes. First of all, let me ask you, sir, have you made any kind of changes in the settings of your internet, sir?
No, have you, is anything, I've had a message from Telstra by a genuine message today telling me something. What is happening with, what do you know about is happening in this area today?
Actually, sir, the thing is that while we are working in your local exchange office, we have been found that whenever you go online, at the same time, there are some people from outside your locality are trying to getting access to your internet without your permission, without your knowledge. And they're using your IP address, sir. That's why we are calling you today to check out what's going wrong in your router.
Well, can you tell me what my IP address is at the moment?
No, we don't allow to tell you your IP address, and we don't know that about it.
Well, I can look it up myself. If you're from Telstra and my account, what is the name of my account? What is my account name?
Yeah, hold on, sir. Let me just tell you. All right, hold on. I know, sir, you are getting this kind of call each and every day, but this is not like that. It's the very first time we are calling you. All right. And I can see this internet connection is registered under your name, which is Mr. Gam, house number 73. Open.
Yeah, but I have a Telstra name that I log in with. What's that name?
When you call to Telstra.
My Telstra account. What's my Telstra account number?
Account number. Let me tell you, sir. Account number is for accounts department.
I don't believe you, to be honest. I'm sick of these calls. You want me to, what do you want me to do? Go on my computer, of course, don't you? And
no,
then give you access to
not. Absolutely not, sir.
What do you want me to do then? What do you want me to do?
Let me tell you, sir, right now we are working in your connection, and not only you, sir, in your locality, more than 300 customers, they are also facing this problem. So we are calling each and everyone. I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm not here to waste your time and my time as well. Because we are working, you are one of our registered customers. That is the reason.
What do you want me to do? Why are you calling me?
First of all, could you please tell me, sir, when was the last time you used this internet lines?
Today.
Well, I can see in my system that somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight.
I'm active on it every day.
I can see here that somebody was active in your lines yesterday midnight between 12 to 3 a.m. and on Saturday between 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. That was you or somebody else?
That wasn't me, of course. I know that's not right, but anyway.
Might be anyone else in your family member who connects to your Wi-Fi?
No.
By the way, sir, when you don't use your internet line, you leave your router on or you turned it off?
I'm not going to tell you that.
I'm talking about your router, okay?
The router, yeah.
Your router is on all the time or you turned it off sometime?
Well, do you know what sort of router, you should know what sort of router I have.
Sir, I know everything, sir, but I'm asking you.
Well, if you're from Telstra, you should know what router I've got.
I'm not asking you about what router you have got, sir. I'm just asking you, when you don't use it, you turned it off or you leave it on?
Of course I don't turn it off. I've got this phone call is coming through the router.
And right now, sir, are you able to check what color lights do you see on it?
It's green.
Total, how many green lights can you see, sir?
How many? I've got four green lights.
Four green, and out of four, how many of them are blinking?
None of them.
Okay, all right. So, you cannot see any blue lights, sir?
Pardon?
Apart from the green lights, you cannot see any blue lights?
No.
Only four green lights, and all the green lights is stable, right?
Just hang on a minute, I'll check. Hang on a minute.
Oh, okay.
Perfectly
normal. Only four green lights and all of them are stable.
Yes.
And generally, sir, how many devices are connected with the internet, sir?
It depends. It varies. I have different devices through the home that connect and disconnect, depending.
Okay, because I can see in my system there is total 16 devices are connected with your internet, sir. 16 devices.
No, 16 devices.
That is four laptop and desktop computer, three iPad, three mobile phone, four television, and one landline connection. So
No, most of those are not connected, no. They don't have that. I don't even have them.
By the way, sir, did you share your Wi-Fi?
I know this is all bullshit, but you're going to keep talking about this. I mean, I know you're not from Telstra. And I could talk to you all day. I'm retired, so I'm happy to talk to you all day on the line if you want to, but I'm not going to give you any information. I'm not going to give you access to the computer.
No, we are not allowed to ask you any of your details, and we are not allowed to take access of your computer.
Actually, you
are thinking a lot. You are getting me wrong. Just because
you just tell me what you want me to do.
Well, let me tell you, sir, as per my reports, I can see in my system that currently the router which you have got right now, most of the major services and the security of that router are not working properly. Due to that reason, day by day, some of the outsider, they are automatically connected to your internet. So we need to block all of them first in order to make you a secure connection. And in case, sir, if we found any kind of major problem with your router, then we are going to send one of our technicians for the checkup of your internet line, okay?
Okay, so what do you want me to do?
First of all, you can do one thing. I'm going to give you some security ID number. You can make a note of it. Could you please be handy with a piece of paper and a pen?
Yeah, I can.
And you can write down your Telstra customer license ID number. Your Telstra customer ID number, which is 888.
Yes.
Then in capital letter, D for Delta. C for Charlie. A for Alpha. The number 60.
Yep.
Then give a hyphen. Number 7.
Yep.
Then D for Delta in capital letter.
Yep.
And number 062.
Yep.
Check it, sir. It should be like 888 DCA 60 hyphen 7B062, right?
Yes.
This is your Telstra customer ID number. And why I have given you this customer ID number, sir, you know, because nowadays, not only you, most of our customers, they are also complaining us that they are getting so many nuisance calls regarding their internet. Some of the people are pretending themselves they're from Amazon, they're from NBN, and they're trying to sell our customer unnecessary software, right? That is the reason we provide our each and every customer their customer ID number, so that in future, if you are going to receive any more phone calls regarding your internet or any XYZ company, you have to simply ask them about your customer ID number first.
No, but if you're giving me a customer ID number, how come you don't know what my customer ID is with Telstra?
What customer? So I have given you your customer ID. I think you are talking about your account number.
No, but if I have to log in to Telstra, I have an ID that I log in with.
So that is your sign in information.
Yep.
All right, and the sign-in information only knows by our customer, so because that is your personal thing. In order to log in into your Telstra, you put your ID and password, right?
So you can't tell me what that is, and you can't tell me what my account number is.
Sir, how can I tell you that, sir? That is your personal thing, and if you're talking about your account,
no, it's not. If I deal with Telstra, I have to give them what Telstra ID is.
Sir, I think, sir, you are confused about Telstra ID and accounts number. Let me make you understand first. Actually, sir, we have several departments, like sales department, accounts department, customer care executive department, technical department, and I work in Telstra technical department, which is based in 400 George Street, Sydney, New South Wales, 2000. And if anybody calls you up regarding about the technical issue, they will provide you your customer ID number. And if anybody...
How do I know that's genuine? You've just given me that. You can hang up and then ring tomorrow and quote this so-called ID number, and I think you want me to think it's genuine.
No,
I've got no reason to think that ID you just gave
that
me
ID
genuine.
Is inbuilt in your router as well. If you want
bullshit.
To, you can...
I know how to go into a router. I know how to go into my router, and I can see all the details in the router. I've got access to the internals of the router.
There's
no ID number in there like that.
I will tell you how you can check that, sir. When you first time purchase the
router... I know how to check it. I've got the IP address of my router, and I can go in and check it.
Of your router IP address, you are not able to check your customer license ID number. All right. I think, sir, you are not a technical person. That is the reason you don't have any idea about these things.
Okay.
Let me make you understand.
I'm more technical than you think I am.
Oh, okay. All right. Might be, sir. Might be you are a technical person, but you don't know how to check your customer ID number. If you want, I will let you know how you can check that.
Why should I believe you? You're giving me your customer ID number. How do I know you're giving me a genuine customer ID number?
You can check in front of you, sir. If you see that customer ID will matches down, then only talk to me. Otherwise, don't talk to me as well. This is my word.
That ID number you just gave me, where do I see that?
You can do one thing. Right now, are you sitting in front of your computer?
No, I'm not.
You can go ahead and switch on your computer and let me know so that I can tell you how you can check your customer.
No, I'm not gonna do what you want me to do. I want you to tell me where I find that.
I'm trying to say you, and I'm not telling you that.
You're telling me you want me to do things on my computer. I know how to look in the modem. You tell me where that ID is saved, and I'll find it.
Not into your IP address. That is.
I know that. Yeah. The IP address is dynamic anyway. It's not always the same.
Yes, it's not always the same. You can be in front of your computer so that I can tell you how you can check that.
No, I know how to look at my current ID, IP address.
Sir, I'm not talking about your IP address, sir. IP address is a different thing, and customer ID is a different thing.
Let's bring this thing. What do you want me to do? What are you asking me to do?
First of all, you can do one thing. Do you know how to check the speed of your internet?
Yes.
Could you please check the speed? What are the speed you are getting right now?
No, I'm not going to. I check it often, and it's always downloaded.
Right now we are working. Could you please check for me, please?
What's the speed got to do with it?
We are working right now, sir. Due to the radiation, it is working slow, and all of our customers are waiting for this report, ma'am. Please let me make the report. Let me do my work.
Mine's not slow.
You can check it, sir. Please.
Are you doing any work in the area today?
That's what I'm trying to explain to you. I told you at the beginning of this call, our engineers are working in George Hall.
Alright, you hang on a moment for a minute, and I'll go and check what
the speed is. Definitely, you can sit in front of your computer, and you can check from our Telstra official website.
I'll just put this phone down here for a minute, and I'll walk up to where my computer is on, and I'll check the speed. Hang on a minute.
Yes.
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
My download speed is 54.2, mm-hmm. and my upload speed is 18.7.
18.7. It is running in Mbps, right?
Pardon?
It is running in Mbps?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Hold on. Let me just check. Well, as per my report, sir, I can see in my system that the download and the upload speed which you are supposed to get, that is 80 Mbps, 80 megabyte per second. And
what am I supposed to get?
80 megabyte. Yes.
But download or upload?
Both, sir. Like
bullshit. That's bullshit. I'm only paying for 50 and I'm getting 54. Why would I get 80?
Yeah, you are paying for 50, all right, but no, you are supposed to get 80 Mbps in your area, like most of our customers.
Sorry, that's crap. Look, you're all full of bullshit.
Sure.
That speed is better than I would expect.
No. I think you don't have any idea about this, what I'm talking about. All right, and let me tell you, sir, I can see in my system that most of the major services of your internet router are not working properly. They are getting stopped.
It's working pretty well.
You can do one thing. I'm going to show you some router services, what we are talking about. Then you will have better idea. You can do one thing. Right now, are you sitting in front of your computer?
No, because I don't get any phone reception up there. I've got a cordless phone.
You got a cordless phone, so you can sit in front of your computer, please.
Yeah, but it's at the other end of the house, and I don't get reception up there.
Oh, okay. And you do have a mobile phone, sir?
Pardon?
You have a mobile phone?
Yes.
Could you please confirm me your mobile number?
No.
So that I will bring you back in.
If you're with Telstra, you should know what my mobile number is.
You need to tell me from your side so that I can match it.
No, you tell me the first four or five digits, and I'll tell you the rest. If you want to match it, that's what tells
me.
Sir, you need to tell me
from your side so that I can confirm it.
No. What Telstra normally do is they give you half the number, and then I give them the rest. So they're not allowed to do that. Well, you're not from Telstra.
You're very suspicious, you know.
I'm not, of course I'm suspicious.